Guess that sound.
Hey, get back here.
That's the sound of an Escambia County deputy running on the gravel of the railroad tracks, chasing a guy who stole a lawnmower.
Hey, get back here.
Uh-oh, chain link fence. Up and over. Uh-oh, another chain link fence. Up and over. Getting closer, getting closer. Almost got him. There it is. That's 2 points takedown.
Give me your hands.
In 100 degree weather, catches the, I'm just telling you, running in full gear in those wonderful sun-catching green outfits and managing to catch up to this guy on the body cam video. Sheriff Simmons, pretty impressive moment for one of your deputies last week.
Good morning, Andrew.
Yeah, good
How
morning.
Are you?
Yeah. Welcome. Yeah. Welcome to the show, Sheriff Simmons.
I was waiting for my welcome.
Every once in a while, we like to do it a little different, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm, you know, obviously, we're very impressed. I was actually in Tampa. They called me and says, hey, we got a good video indicative of what our men and women do every day. I just don't know that people fully understand how often, the deputies that serve our community do things like this. I mean, they're always chasing people, always catching the bad guys. In this case, the guy broke in, to a home, and he took a lawnmower, AirPods, and some other items, well over $500 worth of valuables. While our deputy Downing was there, I think I saw someone pushing a lawnmower down the railroad tracks.
Can we pause right there? That's the weirdest getaway I've ever heard of. Pushing a lawnmower. There's no easy way to go. The rocks are hard. The railroad tracks are hard. Like, every part of that is difficult. That doesn't strike me as, like, that's not the highway you want to use. But, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and I guess that's why he ditched the lawnmower whenever he saw the deputy there and started running. I think that what's impressive about it, obviously, is the deputy's just, first of all, he's in shape.
Phenomenal shape.
And he jumps the fences with relative ease.
Yeah.
And then he catches him, and he acts professional the whole way. You know, we always push for our own core values, courtesy, integrity, and professionalism. That is the epitome of professionalism.
Yeah, I love when it gets down to the end of the video, he's like, all right, I'm going to flip you over now. You know, just like, this is happening. So
anyway, yeah. Me too. He's all sweaty. I'm like, okay, I don't want to touch you too much.
That's what I thought. He's like, you know, he slaps him on the back because he's kind of like, all right, hey, now, you know, I'm like, But, you know, that's reality that you have to deal with, right?
Because he could. You know, he did it because there was no further resistance after that point, and he effected the arrest, which is what we're supposed to do. You're supposed to use the minimum force necessary to effect the arrest. And obviously we're proud of Deputy Downing. He did a great job. Makes for great entertainment.
It is good video, for sure.
It's why we have the body cameras in the first place. And he's going to have a hard time, you know, explaining to the judge or jury what he was running for and what he was doing with that lawnmower that belonged to someone else.
We also just overnight, it's been it's interesting. Santa Rosa, Sheriff Johnson yesterday said it's been relatively quiet in Santa Rosa. I think by contrast with some of the weeks we've had recently, pretty quiet in Escambia County too. I will take it. There was a shooting last night though, and this is one of those, you know, don't do dumb illegal things and you probably won't run into trouble, right?
We had a dude that thought he was going to go and buy some pills from a guy and use a counterfeit $50 bill. That didn't go over well. We talk a lot about high-risk behaviors could get you in trouble, and if you're not engaged in these types of behaviors, then you're less likely to be shot. In this situation, the victim goes to a guy named Rodney Strickland's home. He's going to buy some pills. And when he bought the pills, apparently, allegedly, I should say, he provided a counterfeit $50 bill. This upset Rodney Strickland because when he sells pills, he wants real cash for it. And so he gets upset, pulls out a gun.
How
and
dare
shoots,
he?
And shoots him in the shoulder. So non-life-threatening injuries, but we get there, we recover the gun, and we end up arresting the one what shot him.
So, you know, the moral of that story is don't do this stuff.
There's a few morals there.
There's the funny morals, and then there's the real takeaway. Yeah, and the real takeaway is don't do this stuff. My goodness.
So we recovered a gun and some counterfeit money, and we ended up arresting a bad guy.
We also had, now this is not your case, but we had, there's charges against a woman for impersonating an FDLE agent. And this, which Candy had brought up previously when Dave was talking about, this is most definitely a crime. You cannot pretend to be a law enforcement officer.
Yeah, we take that stuff pretty serious. You know, over the past years, there's been occasion where someone will put some lights on their car and they'll try to stop a car, out of anger or just out of some sort of a power trip that they may have. And when we arrest them, again, we take these things very serious. People need to understand that if they're going to be stopped by what they believe to be a law enforcement officer, that it is a legitimate law enforcement officer. In this case, I'm not sure exactly what she was trying to get out of it. I know some people pretend to be various agents because the badges aren't as well known, and the people aren't as well known. It's more difficult to backtrack.
Yeah.
If someone calls you up or someone stops you and pretends to be a sheriff's deputy or a Pensacola police officer, you kind of know what the badges look like. And heck, you may even be familiar with the cars, what the cars should look
sure.
like, certainly the marked cars. And so a lot of times they'll do this using some sort of a federal agent from an obscure type agency.
Right.
In this case, I wouldn't say FDLE is obscure. I'm not sure what
by comparison,
she was wanting to try
yeah.
to do.
Everybody knows what your cruisers look like. Everybody knows what the PPD cruisers look like. They might not really know what an FDLE agent is going to look like, what the badge looks like, what the car looks like. Sure.
Yeah.
And so, it's kind of a weird story, too, because the way I understood it is, this all unraveled when she took her car to get work done, and the guy who was working in the shop was a former agent and got to talking, and some of the things that got said didn't all add up, and kind of using that cop sense and putting the evidence together. And so it's kind of a weird way to get found out, but
well, if you ask enough questions, you can be suspicious of someone.
Sure.
I mean, even if you're like undercover type thing, first of all, if you're undercover, you're not going to talk about being
typically,
law enforcement officer. But if you're not undercover, then there's some things. Typically, when I get questioned, they say, well, do you know this person or that person? They always talk about people. There's some connection there.
Yeah.
I would imagine that in my situation, if someone called me and said, or talked to me on the road and said, hey, have you heard of this person, that person? After a couple of people or a couple of stories, they're like, wait a minute, are you really? Are you saying
right.
you are? Because you know nothing you should know.
You don't know Tommy yeah. Leiter and Andy Howes. What are you talking about?
People.
Are you sure you're the sheriff? Yeah. That's right.
How long have you lived here?
Hey, we're talking to Sheriff Chip Simmons from Escambia County, which, by the way, is kind of what criminals do, too. Like, this guy from D Block, like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the other population, but, that's
it's a way to formulate connections.
That's
yeah.
right. We're talking to Sheriff Chip Simmons. We'll be back to him in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And not showing a lot of slowdowns or anything right now, really. Pine Forest and Graham Road showing a vehicle crash with injuries, possibly. Avalon and looks like I-10 eastbound showing a vehicle crash with possible roadblock. And zooming out on the map here, it looks pretty slow as you're headed southbound on Avalon. It looks like it's southbound on Avalon right near I-10 eastbound after an accident this morning. If you see an accident or a slowdown, traffic tips, text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Officer Candy Cullerton. I'm just kidding. Local dependable.
Oh, no.
I know, right?
Didn't you learn anything?
No, I'm not trying to arrest anybody.
Okay.
Yeah, what if you're not trying to do anything, though? Can you still? No, probably not, huh? I guess you can. I'm
just
kidding.
What would you do? Just talk?
Hey, man, I'm a cop. Don't bother me. Rah.
Just move on. I feel very awkward right now. Thanks,
Andy. Officer Andrew.
just back to Sheriff Chip Simmons.
We appreciate what you all do.
They had a pretty serious incident. Distressing to hear about this incident on Peakview Drive where the dad winds up shooting the son at the dad's home. What, because of the son came and threatened him, I guess, is kind of how this went. Is that right?
Yeah, I think there was alcohol involved, if I remember correctly.
Another life lesson. All right, go on.
Yeah, the son gets home, and he starts to attack the dad, and the dad eventually had to defend himself, as we talk a lot about stand your ground or, self-defense.
Self-defense,
it's as simple
right.
as that. If someone attacks you, you can take those actions that are necessary. And he ends up doing it. He ends up shooting his own son in the abdomen area. Non-life-threatening, but we ended up arresting the son, charged with battery and elderly abuse.
Yeah.
I guess. And then he's got to heal those gunshot wounds as well.
I know people where I could see this happening. It's just a horrible thing to imagine having, but self-defense is self-defense, even if it's a family member, right? So.
Yeah. I mean, and we hear stories a lot about this, the abuse that takes place in certain homes,
mm-hmm.
Domestic violence type abuse, elderly abuse in this particular case. I think it's sad. In my mind, I envision, not initially in this case, but I envision where these people would take advantage of their elderly parents or friends even, and then they just become abusive and combative and ultimately cases like this, you know, someone had to defend themselves.
I wanted to ask you also, I know you were at a conference last week. In fact, Sheriff Johnson was there as well, and give you a chance to, I don't know, maybe tell us a thing or two that you picked up while you were there. You know, all your senior staff, command staff were there. So anything that you learned at the conference or anything you want to share with us that you acquired there that might be useful here in Escambia County?
Well, I think that the important things about even attending these conferences, and we have to do two every year, one in the winter, one in the summer, to get our mandatory retraining hours in. And really it's to go over best practices, and they also alert us as to the latest, you know, like whenever the legislators pass a bill and the governor signs it, and then there's requirements on July 1st and things kick in. So they kind of go over some of those things and how this is going to impact our local agencies. But really we talk about best practices. I think that what I got from it is we're doing more than most. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're a lot of questions. You know, you have breakout sessions, and I get a lot of questions about, hey, talk about these roundtables. How did you get all the elected officials together? How did you do it not once, twice, three, four times? And I think it's important to note that many times we're leading, you know, the state and or the region with what we're doing. And I think that's you know, very important. They also ask a lot about recruiting. They talk about what we're doing to recruit. You know, because we have some openings, but it's through attrition, and we have a rather robust application list, so that if we wanted to hire someone, as soon as their background check is done, we could. So a lot of it is just discussions about ways to better make our agencies more efficient. Again, it's not just best practices, it's not just opportunities for recruitment, but we also had a session where sheriffs would get up. And they would talk about some of the latest things that they're doing. And again, a lot of it's stuff that we're already doing, but you might pick up a piece here or there. And, mm-hmm. and a couple of years ago, we picked up these autism stickers that we were giving out.
Yeah.
I picked up that from Orange County. Now, they may have picked it up from someone else, I don't know. But I give them credit. I looked out and said, you know what, we should do something like that. That's readily you know, recognizable. And so I picked that up at a conference, and then a lot of times we're picking each other's brains.
Well, and sometimes, you know, just being around other people who are talking about the stuff that you're dealing with all the time, it might not even be something they say on purpose to make you think of it, but, you know, you bring questions to the situation and maybe you get an answer just because it provokes a thought, and that can be useful too. I wanted to, we're totally out of time, but I did want to ask one last question. You and I, why are you looking at me like that? you and I talk a lot about self-defense and the rules for self-defense. Cardi B is on stage, and she gets a concert goer throw a water or soda from a drink on her, and she responds by throwing her microphone back at the person, and then they get escorted out. Justified self-defense with the microphone?
I would likely not. If that happened here in Escambia County, I would likely not arrest her for that. It's one of those spontaneous things. You don't know if they're going to attack you with something further,
mm-hmm.
And you know, someone, they started it more or less. And even though what we have to do is evaluate what is your sense of danger at that period of time, you don't know what kind of crazy person is out there. So I mean, I think to do anything, you should protect yourself. In my mind, she's now, I haven't seen the video. Now I'm going to have to go back and look at it.
But no, you're on target.
In
I
my
mean,
mind,
you know.
she's trying to do what she can to make sure that girl is not, you know, going to attack her further. Now, I don't know the timing.
Yeah.
You know,
it was immediate. It was immediate.
Yeah.
I read this a little bit more as, you know, you can take the girl out of the stripper club, you just can't take the stripper club out of the girl. I mean, that's kind of how this reaction
went. I'm not sure
who
you're referring to.
I don't know what I mean.
Was Cardi B an exotic dancer?
I don't know.
Back in the day?
I didn't know that either.
We are not familiar with Ms. B's work.
Sheriff Simmons, always a pleasure. I knew you'd have a good answer. And I love this. He's so like, this is how it would work. This is the, you know, that's the Simmons answer. Sheriff Simmons, as always, sir, thanks for what you do. We'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.